Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Good. You?
You are listening to Good, You. I'm Samantha, and I go by Sam, Simo specifically. The other Sam this week is unfortunately going to be out this episode. So today we're just going to be going through something that I've gotten some suggestions or just requests to go over this topic. I believe I had did a topic like this early on, but knowing more now and hearing other people's just concerns and wanting to review it, we're gonna dive back in. So today we are gonna be talking about how to reach out to a counselor, when to reach out to a counselor, and where to go from there. So starting off, everyone wants to know when to reach out to a counselor, right? And truly, there's no specific time that one needs to reach out to a counselor or a therapist. It's just really when it's right for you. There are a lot of people that get almost sent to counseling, right? We have kids or teens that get sent by their parents when maybe they're not ready for counseling. We have people that are sent because they're mandated either by court or by school to attend counseling. And again, they might not be ready for that kind of thing. And so we're talking about the difference of when someone might be ready to start counseling and when someone's not ready. And it's really important to take that into consideration, right? So for someone like me, if I have someone that comes in because maybe a parent sends them in and they are not mandated in any way, we might explore their reasonings for not wanting to be in counseling. And if at the end of the day, this is truly something that would be doing more harm than good, that's not someone that a counselor might choose to work with, because we're looking to be helpful. We want to cause the least, obviously cause no harm, but sometimes that happens. And so taking into consideration someone's readiness. And also if you're taking in somebody that's truly not ready for counseling and going against their wishes, then that's going to hurt their chances for ever seeking out counseling in the future. So taking that into consideration as well. So when is the right time for you in particular to seek out counseling? Well, why are we even having this thought process right now, right? So really looking into and reflecting what it is that even has us questioning that. Maybe it's something that we're curious about. Maybe it's something we haven't experienced yet and think it might be helpful for us. And so that's a great thing to explore. Some people have had terrible experiences with counseling, and we might really want to have a better experience with counseling, but we're scared and we don't know what might happen if I have another bad experience. So plenty of things to consider. And this is what we're going to kind of talk about, of who I should look for and how I know what's going to be a good fit for me. So let's say you know what, I'm ready to reach out, but where do I look? Where do I start? So one, you're going to look in the same state that you're in. This is for the United States in particular. You're going to search within your state for a counselor. This is just my suggestion, is to avoid those big online therapy sites. I will not name any specifics. But I'm sure you know what I'm talking about when I say big online therapy sites. There has been a lot of controversy with sites like that and taking advantage of clients and clinicians for sites like those, because when you pair something so delicate and fragile with a big corporation that wants money, you're going to have people taking advantage and it become corrupt. And that it's sad. It is what it is. I suggest that if you do see a big online therapy site that looks more convenient, please, please, please do your research before signing up with that site. Because again, if you find a clinician maybe on that site that maybe should not have been a clinician on that site, and then it deters you from seeking out help in the future. Another place to go is to, you know, Psychology Today. I love referring people to Psychology Today for looking up clinicians in their area. It is a great, great resource tool. Even Googling counselors near me, right? But Psychology Today, a lot of clinicians will sign up for it. It gives a bio description of, you know, the kind of counselor they are. It gives a list of their specialties and what modalities they practice through, what theories they use in their counseling sessions. And so, you know, you get to almost shop for a counselor on there, which is, it's awesome. You can filter it by your city, and you can filter it by a lot of things, including what insurances they take, how much they charge. You can filter by, you know, gender of your counselor, if they are part of certain communities. So it's helpful in order to really filter down to that, to your needs. I also say, you know, let's say that I can't find anyone on Psychology Today that has my insurance company, and I feel like it's really dwindling down. Well, you can call your insurance company and ask for the list of counselors in your area that take that insurance, and they can give you a list. So that's one way of doing it. That's pretty easy. If, you know, dealing with insurance companies isn't always easy, but that is one of the other ways. And then lastly, through word of mouth, there's a lot of people that just say, you know, was my counselor. They were fantastic, and I highly recommend, or I definitely don't recommend this person, and so on and so forth. So word of mouth is huge. Okay, so, you know, I'm looking, but how do I know who the right fit is for me? I can't tell them. I'm overwhelmed with all the choices, right? So be sure to read those bios. Again, if you're using Psychology Today, or if they have a website that you found, make sure you're reading what it is you're looking for. One, what is it I'm looking for? What are my needs? What is it that I'm going to counseling for? Do they specialize in this? Do they have any areas of training in this is what I need? So, you know, clients with maybe OCD or trauma, or specializing with working with people with personality disorders. And are any of these things what I'm looking for? Or I have really bad ADHD. I really want to work with someone who specializes with working with neurodivergence, right? So really making sure that the person that you're choosing aligns with the needs that you're wanting to get help for. So looking at any of the needs you'd like to address. And you know, on Psychology Today, and for most counselors in general, they're going to offer a free consultation. So you get about 15 minutes on the phone with them, and you get to ask them all the questions you would like to ask. It's almost like interviewing your own counselor. Is this going to be a good fit for me? And especially for people who have had negative experiences in the past with a counselor, this is incredibly helpful because, yes, while 15 minutes doesn't always say everything, and we might find out later on that this person isn't actually a good fit for me, it is a great tool in the very beginning to weed out like the big, you know, groups of counselors we might be pulling from in the very beginning. So really take advantage of the consultation, and we're shopping for a counselor, right? Like, that is totally okay and within your right to search for a counselor. All good counselors out there want you to find a counselor that is perfect for you, that is the fit that you need. Okay, so I think I found the right fit, but now what, right? So, okay, I found a couple of counselors that look like good fits for me. So again, I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of that consultation if they offer one. But if not, maybe I just found one on Psychology Today or one person's website or one word of mouth, and I'm like, this is the person. So I recommend every time, for most of the time, to reach out over the phone versus on email. Okay, so if you're on Psychology Today, they give you two options. You can reach out through phone or email. I always recommend phone because emails can get lost, and they tend to get lost. So if we're reaching out over the phone, they're going to have a voicemail from you, because most of the time you're going to get their voicemail. And, you know, don't take this in a bad way. It's just that we are getting random numbers, and sometimes those random numbers might be a client, and sometimes those random numbers might be spam or things we're not looking to answer, right? And it just gives that availability to listen to their voicemail, who it is, what they need, and go from there. So if you do call the counselor that looks like a great fit for you, again, most likely you're gonna get a voicemail. And what you wanna do is you're gonna leave your name on that voicemail, let them know that you're interested in seeking counseling services, and asking, you know, if you have any availability, I'd love to hear back from you. And you can call me back at this number or text me at this number if you're using your cell phone. That way, if, you know, y'all start playing phone tag, they know they can just text you. And that's really helpful as well. Some voicemails will say exactly what they need from you. If you're a client, they might say, I want, you know, please tell me what it is you're looking for. They might have a list of things. But again, the basics of what they're going to need from you is your name. You're letting them know that you're interested in seeking counseling services and that to call you back at this number. Some places might have a receptionist if you're looking at a practice, and some might just be their direct line. So it really just depends. If you get a receptionist, they will, you know, take it from there and try and schedule you for that counselor. And otherwise you might just get the counselor directly. Okay, so here it is. Here's the part where people have been asking for information on this episode. And it's, okay, so I reached out, but I haven't heard back. Now what? So, yes, when you are constantly reaching out to counselors and you do not hear back, that can be really discouraging from continuing your search for counselors. Because especially if you're just not hearing back, right? And I think that's where we as clinicians need to do better, by making sure that at the very least following up with a text message or an email to that person saying, look, my caseload is full. I'm not taking any clients right now, because that's our job. We don't want to leave people hanging and just waiting to hear back from us when they could be searching for the clinician that fits them. And they might be able to be seen much sooner than just waiting on our response. I suggest for anybody who hasn't heard back to just keep looking and just go with who's calling you back and that feels right. Again, they might be calling you back and it doesn't feel right, and we're just going to keep looking. And, you know, again, what does it mean if they're not answering? It could just mean that their caseload is full, or they just maybe forgot, that maybe they just haven't had the time to get back to you yet. And we want to give that room, of course. But if you haven't heard back from somebody in, I'd say, at least 3 business days, you know, you could try calling them again. And then again, I would just still look elsewhere as well. And, you know, easier said than done. I mean, just keep trying and don't give up. As discouraging as it can feel to keep reaching out and not hear back, I do hope that you continue your search to find your ideal fit counselor, because there's so many counselors out there and there's going to be one that's right for you. But I understand how disheartening it can be when we're reaching out, the people that do reach back aren't a good fit, and the ones that we think will be the best fit aren't reaching back out. So it is really hard. I'm definitely not knocking that. I just hope that you find the one that is the best fit for you. And don't feel bad for shopping around for counselors. Don't feel bad for telling a counselor that they don't sound like they're going to be the ones to fit your needs. That's okay. They have been told that before. They're trained to take those things, and that's okay. And there are going to be times where a counselor says, hey, I don't think that I feel comfortable working with these certain issues that or needs that you're having that you want to address in counseling, because I don't have enough experience. And maybe they have someone that they can refer you to. So don't even hesitate to ask for their referral list if they have more that they could offer you in that moment. So this is a pretty short episode today. I really hope that this kind of helps a little with your journey for finding a counselor, for going through the search process. Again, it can be super overwhelming. It could be super ambiguous. We're just not sure how this might look. And for others, it could be overwhelming because we're afraid to try again because we've had one go wrong, or maybe more than one go wrong. So, you know, reach out for your support and just, you know, keep trying. Again, that's my biggest thing here, is just keep trying, because you're looking for a reason and you're going to find the one that fits at the end of the day. So thank you for listening today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at goodyou.therapy, and message us or email us for some feedback if you have any, or any topic suggestions. So our email is goodyou.therapy@gmail.com. And if, of course, you're interested in being a guest, please also message or email us. And hopefully, you know, Sam will be back next week for our next episode, and excited to have her back. So y'all have an amazing week, and I'll see you next time. Disclaimer. Sam and Sam are provisional licensed professional counselors. This podcast may include opinions, experiences, and research-backed discussions. This podcast is not meant to diagnose or provide any mental health treatment. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage thoughtful discussions around mental health. If you are seeking mental health services, please reach out to a licensed professional in your state or country that can give you additional resources. Thank you for listening.